Studio 360.
Everyone thinks of Canada as being wonderful, and so do I. I love Canada. But they've outsmarted our politicians for many years.
Today in Studio 360, while President Trump pretends that Canadians are some kind of evil geniuses, we decided to revisit some of the creative Canadians who've come through Studio 360 and didn't seem at all threatening to me, but maybe that's just because they outsmarted me. Like the musician Mac DeMarco. He acts like a goofball. Everybody thinks he's a goofball, and he even describes himself as a goofball. But beneath all that is a serious talent. Mac DeMarco records and mixes and engineers most of his music himself, and the music he makes seems to keep getting better and better.
Look in the mirror, who do you see?
Earlier this month, Mac DeMarco released a new record called This Old Dog. When he released his last record, Another One, he joined me here in Studio 360.
How you doing?
Good.
Cool.
So looking at your discography, one would think you never put the guitar down. Are you always writing songs?
Not really. I mean, we tour a lot, probably like 3/4 of the year is on tour, and I can't really do it in the van or like at the hotel or anything.
Right.
So, but when I'm home, I'm always kind of, you know, messing around trying to buy some weird thing off Craigslist, doing my thing. But yeah, on the road, it's hard.
So when I listen to your music, I hear some maybe singer-songwriterness that reminds me of the Harry Nilsson of my youth.
Cool.
But you have sort of created a genre for yourself, which you call jizz jazz.
Yeah.
What is jizz jazz?
Journalists now will say, they call your music, what do they call me? Slacker,
right.
Dreamy, goofy, I don't know. All these
indie.
Weird things. Yeah, indie, blue wave, I don't know. So
I don't know blue wave.
I don't know. I don't understand what it means. But so what I did is I made up my own term so that when they ask, I already confuse them, right? Well, you know, I get the first punch in. And then, so yeah, this is kind of like, it's just a rebuttal to like,
so you want to pigeonhole me? No, I'll give it to
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah.
Would you play some acoustic jizz jazz?
I could do it for you, yeah.
Which will you play first?
This song is called The Way You'd Love Her. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. How's your heart been beating? How's your skin been keeping? How's the dreaming going? Since you came back home this time and left her out there somewhere. Told her how you feel, but never really got your chance to show her what it really means to love her. The way you'd love her. The way you love to love her. The way you love her. Closer to the ending, she's still out pretending. Prying eyes won't recognize the way she feels about him. She'll just go on living. The river keeps on rolling. Knowing all the time she'll never understand just what it means to love her. The way you love her. The way you love to love her. The way you love her. All right.
That was Mac DeMarco playing a very acoustic version of The Way You Love Her here live in Studio 360. Your process is interesting to me because it's all you. You record all of your songs on reel-to-reel after you've written them and playing all the instruments and then use that tape to teach the band how to play. Do they feel as though they're kind of left out of the party?
No, because that's the thing. I mean, even if I play the drums a certain way, my drummer kind of plays like George of the Jungle, so nothing I can do about that. And then my bass player, he doesn't really, like, he's a guitarist, really, but kind of self-taught, really wacky style. So I kind of let them do whatever they want. And then, yeah, that's kind of the thing. It's like, even though they're not part of the records, the live show is like a totally different thing, and I let them, give them microphones. They can say whatever they want. Sometimes very strange stuff. A lot of personalities in the band, so, you know, it works out, yeah.
So they're not necessarily hired for their virtuosic musicianship.
No, the reason that they're all playing with me is when I initially signed with the record label I'm on now, which is out of New York, it's kind of like, well, I guess I'm going to have to start touring a little bit more. And I was in Montreal, and I kind of looked around the apartment, and I was like, you guys don't have jobs? Like, do you want to go on tour? And they were like, yeah. So, yeah, now it's now they're like making a doctor's wage.
So no wonder people call it slacker music. You're keeping it real.
Yeah.
You have said that your first album, which was called Rock and Roll Nightclub, was a joke. I'm going to play a clip from one of my favorite songs on that record called Moving Like Mike.
Huh?
One step to the right in the moonlight.
So the joke is slowing down your voice to sound like kind of Tom Waits as a lounge singer? Or what was the joke?
Before I was trying to make this like, you know, really like heavy duty, like indie rock, like big reverby. And then I was, you know, I worked at a grocery store for a year and ended up listening to classic rock radio all night. And I was like, man, like all these like cliches and like motifs they use in this music are so funny.
Yeah.
So I decided that, you know, it would be funny to do that. It was messing around, made some weird, like before Rock and Roll Nightclub, I thought guitar solos were so stupid. But now, oh, I love guitar solos, but, you know, crappy ones, you know.
Yeah. Will you play the title song off this little album?
I can give it a shot, yeah.
Okay.
On piano.
On piano.
Yeah.
On our big Steinway Grand.
Steinway Grand, baby. Feeling so confused, you don't know what to do. Afraid she might not love you anymore. And though she says she does and hasn't lost your trust, who could that be knocking at her door? Must be another one. Must be another one she loves. Must be another one. Must be another one she loves. Stops, neither does the clock. Wishing for tomorrow, today. She still says she's true, so you start coming too. Just as that old knocking comes to stay. Must be another one. Must be another one. Must be another one. Must be another one she loves. All right.
That was Mac DeMarco playing Another One, which is the title track from his new album. Listening to that song and seeing you play that piano, you reminded me of a guy who was over there a few years ago singing and playing, Randy Newman as well.
Whoa, I love Randy. You got a friend in me.
There you go. There you go. This album, in general, like that song, is full of love songs that I imagine, having read about you, you wrote for your girlfriend?
Maybe, maybe not. I think it's the idea about this album for me is like I wanted to write some love songs. I don't know why. I had a feeling, but I wrote some. And the thing is, with the last album, it was like, this song's about this, this song's about that. This one, it's like, you know, these are pop songs, love songs. It's not particularly about me. Perhaps it is in my own life. But you come take these songs. Everybody's in love sometimes. Maybe not. But so just do whatever you want with them.
And I don't usually ask people about their boyfriends, girlfriends. But yours plays a big role in your public life. It makes cameos in your videos and appears on stage. And I've even seen her in interviews you do.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a complex relationship you've got.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we went into it initially where she, you know, all the stuff, it's kind of like you do it. And then you're like afterwards like, oh, man, like all these kids are like asking me about like, where's Kiki and stuff. It kind of drives you crazy for a bit. But, you know, then you realize like it's all baloney anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Not the relationship, but, you know, the kids and, the, you know, the public persona.
The members of the Mac Club.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know.
Speaking of the kids, I have heard some fairly extravagant stories of you on tour, of lots of dudes naked and lots of drinking and all that. Do you do that because you're 25 and why not, or because it's part of the persona for the fame?
I think it's just, you know, where I came from, my friend group. I think that, you know, we all like to have a good time. For some reason, I think that a lot of the people that I've met and have become close with in my life are like fairly like, they like don't really mind exposing themselves or, you know, getting naked or doing strange things. I think especially where I come from in Edmonton, it's kind of like if you do that kind of stuff, somebody might kick your butt because, you know, they think you're like a homosexual or something. So that mentality coming from that was always kind of like, I want to annoy these people because they're like, they have pea brains inside their heads. So I think from that, you know, it's just moved on to a global level. But
yeah.
It's funny, though, because I'm never the one that gets naked on the stage, even though I get the reputation. It's always like, you know, a bunch of my friends that are like peeing their pants up there and stuff. But,
yeah.
You know.
It has been a pleasure, Mac DeMarco. This has been great.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Mac DeMarco's newest album, This Old Dog, is out right now.